The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The FT.
Each January for the past 8 years, I've handed out prizes to the finest, freshest examples of corporate guff, spoken or written, in the preceding 12 months. Until now, my methodology has been autocratic. All decisions have been taken by me. This year, as a nod to the sheer size and maturity of the bullshit market, I've toyed with democracy and enlisted FT readers and colleagues to join me as judges. Yet I find I'm not ready to give up absolute power just yet. I've humoured my fellow judges up to a point, but when they've made the wrong choices, I've overridden them, thus ensuring all winners of the 2013 Golden Flannel Awards are truly exceptional, utterly original jargon giants. The first category is Best Euphemism for Firing People. Companies did a lot of firing last year and were more imaginative than ever in telling it like it is not. Most famously, HSBC demised its managers. Reuters caused staff to be transitioned out of the company, while other businesses disestablished or even completed roles. By popular demand, I'm giving the prize to HSBC. In demising, it has done the impossible and invented a euphemism that's harsher than the real thing. It's made it sound as if it was not merely sacking staff, it was exterminating them. The next prize, the Communications Cup, is for the worst way of meeting or talking to or emailing someone. To reach out, a previous winner, almost won again this year as the loathsome phrase has spread into reaching down, i.e. talking to underlings, and reaching around, or talking to a group. Other contenders included Let's Connect and Loop Me In. Yet none is as deserving as the winner to inbox. The genius of this new verb lies in its unintentional accuracy. To say, I'll inbox you, implicitly acknowledges that though the message will arrive in your inbox, you will never actually read it. To inbox is also a strong contender for the Nerbs and Vowns prize, for nouns moonlighting as verbs and vice versa. To solution and to roadmap were both hot contenders, but lost out to the vown seen attached to a sofa in a shop in London, declaring it to be a medium sit. For me, a sit is standout. Sticking with nouns, the next category is for rebranded common object, awarded to a household item with an extravagant new name. The judges couldn't decide between a bottle of water, recently described as an affordable, portable lifestyle beverage by an analyst, and a swimming cap, rebranded by Speedo as a hair management system. So I cast the deciding vote and award the prize to water. To call something free affordable, and something that is necessary for life itself a matter of lifestyle, represents the idiocy and verbosity the Flannel Awards were established to recognise. By contrast, there was no disagreement about this year's chief obfuscation champion, given to the CEO who never opens his or her mouth without a blue streak of guff pouring out. The 2013 award represents a heartwarming David and Goliath story in which a little guy defeats such giants of guff as Howard Schultz, Angela Ahrens, and Irene Rosenfeld. He is Rob Stone, CEO of Cornerstone, who wrote about his ad agency's expansion As brands build out a world footprint, they look for the no-holds-barred global POV that's always been part of our wheelhouse. My own no-holds-barred POV is that this man was gagging for his gong because he came up with a four-way mixed metaphor that managed to say nothing whatsoever. He also managed to use the word wheelhouse, which was on the long list for the Guff Word of the Year prize. Other candidates included sweet spot and experience, both narrowly beaten by curate, referring not to a man in a dog collar, nor to something that happens in art galleries, but to the activity that every company, no matter how basic, claims to be doing. A vendor of T-shirts curates iconic street culture. But when even a cheese sold by a US delicatessen claims that every yellow slab has been curated before it reaches your mouth, the prize is in the bag. My final category is a new one. The Flannel Free Award goes to a person who has chewed jargon for a few seconds in order to say something straight. I was ready to give this award to Tim Armstrong, CEO of AOL, who departed from his usual guff-heavy patois on a conference call to utter the words, "You're fired." But then I came across these words from Wan Long, founder of Shuang Hui International and a global leader in the pork chop space. "What I do is kill pigs and sell meat." With joy, I award him the prize.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.